first and foremost, welcome again to the Move podcast. We've got a very special guest today, the commercial manager of the Adelaide Lightning in the WNBL, Ben Coles. Alongside me, my name's Keane Kramer. We've got Paul Camillos once again. We're just going to have a conversation about what's going on with Adelaide at the moment, the WNBL. Of course, the minimum wage has jumped up a bit to 13K, and I guess we've got someone, and there's no one better to talk to about it than someone who knows a lot about the WNBL and Adelaide. Adam, thank you for joining us on the special podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
Adam, first and foremost, pleasure. Look, season's done and dusted. Adelaide, of course, made the finals, the grand final series, which was unbelievable. It was absolutely marvellous. And after what some would say is a tough year for you guys off the court, not so much on it, talk us through the emotions that you've had to overcome and the emotions driving you throughout the whole season as a whole.
I guess from our perspective, like I'm part of the consortium that's taken over, and we're at Titanium Security Arena, so we've been close to the team, but we haven't been involved in an official admin capacity. When it sort of started to come to light that we were going to, we were looking at different things. So sort of planning this for a while, and we've just been handed the license maybe four weeks ago. That finals campaign was amazing. We put a whole lot of influential women and women in business and politics in a suite and got them together. And that final at Titanium Security Arena couldn't be any better, winning it on the buzzer. So it created a lot of buy-in from people. So we're looking to capitalize on that position at the moment, because there is a lot of momentum for the Lightning brand in Adelaide at the moment.
Okay, so Adam, I'm kind of curious. You've obviously the new consortium's got a lot of the it's based around Titanium Arena. One of the things that I found interesting was, at the beginning of the month, at the beginning of last month, a lot of the news that was coming out was all very, very positive. But then we started seeing some of the news items coming out about potential shortfall around that you're projecting for the future around the range of the shortfall of last year. Can you give us an idea of how that's come about?
I guess it was reported at the start that the Lightning had been saved, and in a way it had been saved because the consortium that took on the license, but there's still a big hole in revenue that needs to be filled to make it sustainable. So, we've got a couple of years to get this thing up and running, but we need to innovate. We need to find new ways to engage revenue streams, new ways to engage new markets. And we are on life support. Like we don't shy away from that. Like we've just taken on this brand, and it's a fantastic brand. It performs on the court, off the court. It's been left alone a little bit, I think. And I was surprised yesterday actually from WNBL broadcast that. And previously, I've been with the Adelaide Thunderbirds, and the broadcast stats were actually higher for the Lightning than what they were for the Thunderbirds. And I know what the Thunderbirds get in terms of their commercial revenue. So that was an exciting opportunity that we came across yesterday. But still, you're putting all your eggs in one basket. So what we're trying to do is engage the community, engage sort of women in business, engage the LGBT community who are a big part of our sport. Different cultures, but Africans who play a big part in the basketball world. Asian cultures, they all play basketball. We've got a strong Filipino presence in Adelaide. And so we're going about to engage these people. So, we can get some bums on seats. We can give them the opportunity to showcase their culture at our event. So we're trying to grow the entertainment piece. It's more than just basketball. It's about community. And that's the real pitch that we're trying to get that helps us diversify the stream to make it long-term sustainable.
Okay.
Adam, I was going to ask you just on that. I like your ideas and what you've put into place, but it's funny. With basketball in this country, especially the WNBL, I personally don't see that if one team's done well, being from Sydney to Sydney Flames, for example, they made the finals a few years back and They packed out the stadium. Everything was all fine. But you go into the next season, yes, you've had a good year, but they actually really struggled to get people through the doors to go to games, to get the traction they want through sponsorship and promotions. But I'm just wondering that, do you personally think that what you're targeting will help the Adelaide Lightning into next season? Because, yes, they didn't make the finals and had a good year, but do you think that's justifiable?
Is that for like commercial brands, or is that for community type?
A bit of both, yes.
Yeah, look, you know, we need to work hard to make sure we capitalise on the momentum from both perspectives. And, you know, we're going out to the communities now. Like, I spent a couple of hours this morning with Katrine Hilliard, who's a Labor MP, used to be the Minister for Multiculturalism and you know, was involved in sport and women. And she's opening up a lot of doors for us, the people who are interested, people who have, you know, a genuine cause or issue that's similar to ours, and we can leverage off each other's community. Last week we were talking to Feast here, which is the LGBT festival, and they're looking at running an event at, like, we're having a pride round, and they're going to run events off that. So we're looking for those genuine connections, because if it's just about basketball, it's not enough. But there's competition in the market with the 36ers, so we have to make it about more than basketball. We're making it about community and, you know, actual engagement, and not just lip service engagement, but getting in those communities as well and being a part of it. So that's the way that I found when I was at the Thunderbirds, like really getting into the different communities and making a genuine connection. That's the difference between men's and women's sport. You need to make that connection, because it needs to be more than the sport.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I think one of the big issues with basketball generally is there's an overdependency on we're a strong basketball nation, and there's a little bit of forgetting that it's actually the sports entertainment business. Yep. And you do need to connect with the community, be able to get that to get them to the games. The one question, and I mean, I know there's going to be people out there who's going to ask what they'll see as an obvious question. If you're projecting a shortfall of a certain amount, why not spend less? And I'm not saying that to be, you know, to have a go. I think that's a question people typically ask. What would you say
spend
to
less
that?
On in terms of the overall players' wages and things?
Not just wages, just the overall expenditure of running the team.
I guess in terms of the new wage system, that was something that was agreed upon with the Players Association and the WNBL. So that's just what it is. In terms of the shortfall, I mean, we are looking at ways that we can can cut spend. But what we need is cash flow. That's the biggest thing is what we need. So we are being mindful of what we're doing, and a lot of people are pitching in. A lot of people are volunteering to help us maintain that minimum cash spend. But yeah, it's really about the funding sources that we need to get in there so that we do have consistent revenue coming in.
30 years ago, there were 13 teams. Now there's 8. And a couple of teams, you know, yourselves, and you admit it, and Dandenong, we only found out of a few days ago, are in tough straits. Overall, what do you think the league, and I'm not talking about the WNBL itself, but the league as a whole, can do to try and improve that position? Do you think the idea of introducing a salary cap could help?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I guess a salary cap could help. But there's just, I guess, a number of things we can do in terms of working together a little bit more. And sort of what I've noticed since I've taken on this role is there's not a lot of, I guess, resources are scarce, so it's hard to, but like a national working group with the different commercial managers, leveraging off each other's ideas and you know, pitching ourselves at a national sponsor. So we all get a little bit of a piece of the pie, so we can all look out for those sort of opportunities and just sharing the knowledge. So what I'm seeing is that, you know, because resources are tight, that's very hard to do. So the WNBL is very resource-wide, as are the clubs compared to the NBL and the men's team. So you know, it really is a challenge that is a real challenge, and it's really something that I think we need to address from a commercial perspective, because once those commercial dollars start rolling in, the broadcast stats are there to be able to sustain the model. Unfortunately, we don't have as much time to build those commercial dollars in terms of the lining, so we're focusing a lot on crowdfunding and the traditional model at the moment, and hopefully both of those build and then take care of themselves over time. But yeah, it's, resources are light in the WNBL, and it's hard work, but the brand's there. The brand's definitely there.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing that I'm kind of interested to hear is, obviously, and you know, we got to this through the conversation that was going back and forth on Twitter. You know, a couple of the Damien Arsenis particularly has sort of highlighted that at the moment most clubs are doing it really, really tough. And his question was, okay, the minimum salary payment has gone up. Where are the clubs going to be able to come up with the cash for that? I suppose for the fans or for the listeners who may not be aware of how this works, how heavily involved were the clubs in the negotiation of the new player base salary agreement?
That's something I'm not across. It's just something that I've basically been handed and said, "Look, this is it." But you know, there are different things you can do to help manage those costs. I mean, you just have to negotiate harder at the top end of town and bring those costs in. So there's different things that you can do. The increase in costs, what we're looking at, I mean, that's something, if our strategies work, then it's not really a big factor. So if we can kick the goals we need to kick, then that's just a little bit extra that we have to find.
Well, I was going to add to that you mentioned earlier that you're finding ways to get people through the doors and watch the games. But there was an issue last year that I don't know if you're aware of it, because obviously you're new to the whole takeover of the Lightning. But there were issues that you actually struggled to get people through the doors. And as a matter of fact, I'm fairly confident that people walking through the doors for free. And there was a big uproar about it last year. Is it something, does it go about saying that you're trying to think of new ways to entertain the crowd? I know you mentioned that earlier in the podcast, but just how will you convince people to come through the doors and pay that money and that for that ticket and say it's upwards of $15, $20? Because when we heard that last year, we sort of thought to ourselves that there is an ongoing issue in Adelaide, and obviously if you can get people coming to the doors, you get a bit of financial benefits out of it. Is that a worrying sign for you guys? Is that what you're targeting at the moment, to get some money through your bank accounts?
When the crowd numbers were sort of as little as what they were last year, it is a concern. It's also an opportunity to innovate and say, okay, well, why aren't people coming? You know, who do we need to engage to grow the audience? So we're looking at not just a sort of maintenance strategy, but a growth strategy. And that's why we're reaching out to these other communities who, you know, would have natural buy-in with what we're trying to do, and, you know, making it different every week, and, you know, advertise that's what we're doing. And I think a lot of the focus last year was on the 36ers, with Adelaide basketball, and not so much the Lightning. And, you know, the Lightning is our sole focus. So getting people through the door, but we've got, we've got a pretty large database that we can go out to and advertise to. We're going to be sort of active on our social platforms, as you've seen, and we're going to be getting out to community leaders, whether it be sort of multicultural, LGBT, women in business, politics, and it's been fantastic how many people have opened doors for us, knowing the desperation, I guess, that we're selling and really want to get behind it. So it's about educating them that, you know, how to get behind it. There's the pay parity issue. We'll make a protest coming down to the game, because that shows that there's interest, and that helps with the broadcast. So we're just educating a lot of communities and how they can get involved, and, you know, that their involvement does actually make a difference.
Adam, I'd really like to try and catch up with you in a couple of months and see how this is going. It's not going to. It's obviously not an overnight fix. It's going to be a bit of a journey. It's going to be a tough journey. But I'd really like to try and keep up on this one with you. If you'd like to come back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, more than happy to. Anytime, guys. Just we're happy to get on and tell our story and you know, hopefully it becomes some sort of platform for other female sports and WNBL teams to sort of look at it with just different ways that they're doing it. Because at the end of the day, like, it is about sort of not just us. It's about the league. It's about the sport. So, you know, we see that it's bigger than us, and we're all very motivated to make it happen. So we're all pretty excited and terrified at the same time.
Well, Adam, thanks very much.
Thanks, Adam. Really appreciate your time.
No worries. No worries. Pleasure.